that be all, Miss Howell?
Yes, that is all.
Oh, well, thank you. Did you go to the women's club meeting yesterday, Miss Howell?
I did. And I heard the most shocking reports that have ever been circulated in Corn Central.
How do you mean, Miss Howell?
I don't repeat scandals, but I don't mind saying this much. It concerns a man who has always stood high in Corn Center. Heretofore in...
Well, how high?
Well, Mrs. Howell just told you, 3 or 4 feet.
Sure. That ain't high.
Well, I mean high in public esteem. Heretofore he'd had the confidence of all of us. But now that confidence is gone. We see him for what he is, a wolf in sheep's clothes.
If it shakes me, how you don't want to look down on a fellow just because he wears cheap clothes. Maybe he's...
Sheep! He goes about like a sheep. But in reality, Professor Thistlewaite is a vet.
Professor Thistlewaite?
Well, I didn't mean to mention his name. Since I did so inadvertently, he is the man.
But what's the matter with Professor Thistlewaite, Mrs. Howe? He always was...
Good morning, Mrs. Howe.
My change, if you please, Mr. Winterbottom.
Here you be.
I presume you've heard of Mr. Hurt's plans for the music case, eh?
Thank you, Mr. Winterbottom, and good morning. Good morning, Mr. Peters.
So long, Miss Howe.
Goodbye, Mrs. Howe. I can't understand this at all. That's the second time this morning that has happened.
Yes, what's happened, Professor?
That I've been, given the cold shoulder. Mrs. Pinkley acted in the same manner. What do you suppose can be wrong?
Well, I don't know about Miss Pinkley, Professor, but Mrs. Howe said you wore cheap clothes.
Cheap clothes?
Mm.
Yeah, and she said you look like a dead darn sheep.
Why, upon my word, I can't understand it. I positively can't comprehend.
Hey, did you want something, Professor?
Oh, yes. I'm distributing these placards for Mr. Hurt. Of course, you'll want to display one in your window.
What's it say, Zed?
Fiesta de Musica.
That's music.
Well, how does it go?
Yeah, whistle it.
No, I can't whistle it. That's Spanish.
Yes, you see, the professor can't whistle in Spanish.
Well, whistle it in English.
No. I mean the word musica in Spanish. Fiesta de Musica. That means music festival. 3 outstanding attractions.
How's that?
Attraction. That is something which attracts, draws things together. Such as, syrup attracts flies.
Oh, you mean the fiesta is going to draw flies?
No, certainly not. I only brought them in as an example. And
what'd you say brought in?
He brought in flies.
I sort of noticed the store is full of flies, but I never thought he'd bring them in.
No, but
maybe you're the one that draws the flies, Professor.
I don't draw flies. I merely mentioned that as an illustration of what's on this placard.
An illustration of you drawing flies?
An illustration of the word attract. An example, if you prefer.
If I prefer what?
If you prefer flies.
But this has nothing to do with flies. Nothing to do with flies.
Nothing to do with flies.
No.
I prefer fleas, anyway. They sit down once in a while and let you catch them.
But I'm explaining what it says on the placard here. Now, 3 great attractions. A concert by the Squidgeville Band, Senorita Juanita, Spanish danseuse, and the competition for the best musical composition written by a resident of Corn Center.
Oh, yes, I see. But do you suppose anybody here in Corn Center will go into that contest?
Why, of course they will. In fact, I'm entering the composition myself. A tone poem. It's based upon the story of Orpheus in the underworld, except where...
What did you say his name was?
Orpheus.
Orpheus in his underwear?
Underworld. You see, Orpheus played the lute and went...
What say?
Well, he was a lieutenant. Lieutenant Orpheus.
No, he wasn't a lieutenant.
My Uncle Jake used to be a builder.
He played the lute.
You're crazy. He played the bugle.
But I'm talking about Orpheus. Orpheus. He played the lute. Or as some say, the lyre.
I bet you that made him sore.
Sore? I don't understand.
When they called him a liar.
But they didn't call him a liar.
Shut. You just said they did.
Nothing of the sort.
They did.
A liar is an instrument. An instrument and...
Yes, that's what Hector Smith is. A dead burn instrument.
But I'm speaking of Orpheus, not Hector Smith. Now, Orpheus was in love with a girl called Eurydice. Eurydice was forced to marry Pluto, the god of the underworld, and Pluto took her away with him.
He did, eh?
But Orpheus decided to rescue her, to snatch her back from the...
Why, couldn't she scratch her own back?
No, no, of course she couldn't.
No, of course she couldn't, Ed.
I didn't
say... She couldn't reach the spot that was itching.
Oh, I didn't say scratch. I said rescue her. Bring her back from the underworld kingdom of the devil.
The what?
The devil, the devil.
Gee, hold on there a minute.
Yes, you can't come in here and talk around here like that.
You don't understand.
Yes, I understand, all right. We don't allow that kind of talk in our store.
No, sir, it'll be the first time if it ever happens.
Yes, yeah, well, it won't happen.
Now, just a moment. That is who Pluto was. Pluto is the Greek word for the devil, the god of the underworld, where Orpheus had to go to find Eurydice.
Well, all right. But you just be a mite careful about your language, that's all.
Yes, let's not get all fired excited. Take it easy.
Well, very well, very well. Now, I shall just call him Pluto then. Now, the kingdom of Pluto was separated from the mortal world by a great body of water, which was
separated by what?
Water, and
yes, you know, Ed. Pluto water.
Exactly, Pluto water. Oh, no, it wasn't Pluto water.
It wasn't, huh?
No, it was a river, 10,000 feet wide. And
what? Say.
Feet. The river sticks and...
Sticks to what?
Sticks to your feet.
Oh, no. Well, shucks, where did this fella Orpheus come in?
Why, he got stuck in the river.
He did.
No, he didn't. The name of the river was the Styx. The Styx. And when Orpheus came to it, he found guarding it a huge dog, which wouldn't let him pass.
What did you say?
Pass, he...
Pass at the dog.
No, he didn't make it pass at the dog.
No, of course not, Ed. The dog made a pass at him.
The dog did nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. The dog growled.
Oh, growled.
Yes, and lunged forward, ready to attack. Its ferocious pants...
How's that?
Attack its pants.
Yes, it had pants in its pants.
You're not getting it. You're not getting it.
The dog had a pack in his pants.
No, I didn't.
Well, I did.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, you misconstrued the whole thing. Now, just a moment, please. The dog was simply there to keep anyone from crossing the river.
Mm.
And Orpheus played to it on his lute.
Played to it on his lute, did he?
Yes. Mm. And you know what the dog did?
What?
It broke into tears.
Oh, that's too bad.
It must have been goddamn poor music to make a dog cry.
No, on the contrary, the music was so sweet, so sad, so beautiful, that the dog's heart melted like water. And
what kind of dog was he?
Like water, and
must have been a water spaniel.
Oh, he wasn't a water spaniel.
He wasn't.
No. What he is beside the point, or immaterial.
How's that?
Beside the point.
Now, you see, you're wrong, Zed. Yes, he was a pointer.
I don't know what kind of a dog he was. All I know is he allowed Orpheus to cross the river. But Orpheus' task was not completed even yet. He must find Pluto, raise him from the dark caverns in which he lived, and beg that Eurydice be freed. So, once again, he played on his lute.
That's the second time he played it.
Yes, it's better to play a lute, wasn't
it? And this time, he played all day, and he played all night. And, at midnight, the devil appeared.
You don't say it.
Yes. Then, you know what happened?
Yes. Orpheus was kicked out of the place for raising the devil after midnight.
You're impossible.
Wait
a minute, Professor. Wait, you left all these signs here.
I don't want them. Good morning.
Shucks. I don't know. Used to think he's a mighty fine fellow. No wonder people give him the cold shoulder, eh?
Well, what do you suppose is the matter with him?
I don't know, but I tell you what, Ed.
What's that?
That fella is a mite crazy.